The Jeff O'Neill Show.
This is the month that was March 2019 on The Jeff O'Neill Show.
Jerry Butts, the former press secretary, is talking in front of the Commons Justice Committee. You're going to hear the voice of, and his middle name is what?
Seymour Harry Butts. We are stuck in grade five. We have a certificate.
Here is more of what Seymour did say.
Oh my God.
We've officially changed his name.
And as the point person in PMO for the Attorney General, I take responsibility for that breakdown.
Oh, it was all my fault.
That's him taking it. Seymour Butts takes it in the end. I didn't mean it that
The Karen Report.
West Vancouver Council has voted not to bring the B-line in, and I'm wondering why it is not happening, because this wonderful song written by North Vancouver City Councillor.
Uh-oh.
He also works in our building.
You're going to play some of this?
I have to play it. He wrote a pro-B-line song.
West Van, don't be afraid. Take a bus trip and make it better.
He works here in our building.
Great guy.
Part-time singer.
He does have a beautiful voice.
Voice of an angel. And he was for the B-line, but West Van voted against it.
Remember. Because of this song.
This is the month that was March 2019.
According to experts, you should change your pillow every 3 months.
No, 3 years.
3 years?
Yeah, there's a test that you can do. You fold it over.
Oh, okay. She went deep.
I'll stop. I said it.
You went deep on that one.
Can you do the not interesting after the person already is like, I'll stop?
Fair enough.
So do you have a tag on there saying, oh, 1 more month till I get a new pillow?
No, you're trying to bait me to answer, and then you're going to play the non-interesting. I know how this works.
No, go ahead, Karen. Just answer it.
So what you do is you get your pillow.
Yeah, you're right. We did it. But at least you saw it coming.
The Jeff O'Neill Show presents Open Phones.
It is Third Person Thursday. You must speak in the third person. If you say hi, we hang up on you.
Karen's ready.
Jeff's ready. Scott, are you ready?
Scott's ready.
Derek, how are you today?
I'm good.
Oh.
Rochelle, you're on the air. How are you?
I'm doing.
Justin,
so is that J-O-S-T?
J-U-S-T-E-N.
Oh, it's an E-N. Justin, what are you calling for?
I'm just trying to beat...
James, what are you calling about?
Third Person Thursday.
Do you have a reason?
Unfortunately, I have no idea what the...
Nobody's in the draw, guys.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5 people. I hope. I'm out.
Oh, that's a shame.
This is the month that was March 2019.
Seahawks hockey team has been playing hockey for, 20 years?
About 5 years ago, we started putting all the money from our Thursday night hockey to the music therapy program at Children's Hospital. For any of the kids, they want to record a song, they want to beat on the drums, they want to play guitar,
whatever
they
it is
do.
To take their mind off of why they're in the hospital.
There's a 14-year-old, so him and his music therapist, this is a song he wrote about his struggles of being in the hospital.
Gosh. Right.
Some people don't believe in me. I don't see my potential. Some people put me down, but family keeps me on my way.
That's incredible.
Oh,
that's really cool.
That's
and that's
beautiful.
Where the money goes. And over the last 20 years, the Seahawks hockey team has raised how much money?
We're up over $500,000. And that's what March 2019 sounded like on...
The Jeff O'Neill Show. 6 to 10 weekdays with Alpine credits on the world-famous Seahawks.